Really? You're not going to get her with that. I keep telling you, if you dodge in that direction, there's a chance that she swings her dark blade overhead and... I told you. Wait. Before you get started again, I think you need a little bit of a break. Let me fetch you a drink. Alright, I got you some Coke mixed with vodka. Not the smartest drink to have, given that you're going to need a lot of hand-eye coordination for this one, but I've got a feeling it's your nerves that's getting to you. So, here's something to relax. Also, it might help you forget about her for a bit. I know, you don't want to think about her. I'm sorry. But that's exactly why I called you out here. In my experience, video games and drinks are the best ways to forget about a heartbreak. So, cheers. Listen, your general movement isn't the only mistake you're making. You're using a +8 washing pole. Now, while that's not the most optimal choice since you don't have a sharp gem, and I personally prefer the Uchi Katana, you should still be able to do significant damage. So, I think we have to... Can we check your stats again? Wait. See, let's not use this ring when you have a Karthus Milk Ring with you and a Chloranthi Ring. These should help with your dexterity and stamina. It'll make it slightly easier for you to weave in, hit her, and get out before she starts her combo. Alright, I think you're just about ready. Remember, listen to her audio cue. She usually does a little creepy whisper before she dives in and attempts to grab you. Watch her shoulder. Oh, and what I usually do is when she dips in for her dark blade, I roll out and use an ember, then hide behind the pillar before she starts spinning like a mad woman. Ready? You can do it. I know you've got this. Nice hit. And there you go. Okay, roll out. Alright, that's it. Okay, you want to roll out of the way now and use an ember. Remember what I told you about the second phase. Don't get greedy and... Hey, are you okay? Hey, seriously, are you okay? You don't look too good. Huh? What's wrong? You're getting dizzy? Hang on, yeah, forget about the boss. She's killed you already. You're back at the bonfire. What's happening to you all of a sudden? Hey? Hello? Oh, finally. It's kicking in. I was really nervous that it wouldn't work. I was so ready to call the dealer and ask for a refund if it didn't work in the next minute or so. Well, of course it was the drink. What else did you think? You didn't notice that I actually did not take a sip? You're adorable and clueless, as always. But, hush now, and don't resist. I promise you, by the end of this, you'll forget about her. Sweet dreams. Well, good morning, sunshine. You're finally awake. Incredible. I lure you into my apartment, drug you, tie you up, strip you naked, and you're wondering what's going on? Honey? Should I start calling you honey? Yeah, I think I could now, since I'm pretty sure you're gonna say yes at the end of this anyways. Honey? It's time we finally had some real fun. Well, we've been best friends for how many years now? 8? And you've gone from one girlfriend to another, complaining about not finding the right kind of girl, when she's been here in front of you all along. And after that last breakup, you suddenly swear off relationships for a year? Uh-uh. I'm not gonna wait that long. Besides, you keep describing your dream girl to me, but you never actually date a woman close to your dream girl. You always say, we have to have the same hobbies, she has to play video games, she has to have a sense of humor, and she has to be able to put up with my bullshit. Baby, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I'm all that and more. And it's either you're having a hard time accepting that fact because I'm your best friend, or you're having a hard time confessing that you like me because I'm your best friend and you don't want to ruin it. I mean, this is so typical of you. You always clam up in moments that matter the most. So, let me do this so we can finally move forward. And I don't care how extreme you may think this is. Extreme measures must be taken for you to finally get it. Honestly, all your exes were right when they said you were clueless. Aw, I'm sorry. That was mean. Don't be mad at me. And don't worry. I know you so well. And I know what you want. I've been putting up with your bullshit for 8 years now, after all. So, baby, I'm gonna need you to relax and let me do the work. At the end of this, I promise you, all that doubt in your mind, all your exes, poof, gone. So, are you ready? Well, you have no choice. Besides, I'm quite sure you've probably had this fantasy already. Your best friend in front of you, unbuttoning her shirt, revealing her red satin bra. I've seen you peeking at me for so many times already, and now you're finally gonna get the full view. Oh? You can deny me all you want, but, I don't think your cock agrees. So let me now just... Why, yes. This bra actually unhooks from the front. You didn't think your best friend was capable of something like this? Like what you see? Of course you do. This is what you've always dreamed of, after all. But that's not all that you want to see, don't you? You want me to unbutton these denim shorts, right? You want to see what I'm wearing underneath. Of course it matches my bra exactly, silly. It's even got the same colored ribbon on top. You want to know exactly how I look down there, right? Not yet. I think I want to tease you first. I wonder if me crawling right on top of you is a fantasy of yours. I wonder if you've always imagined your best friend's slush lips planted on top of your lips. Just like this. Have you imagined me leaving a trail of kisses down to your neck? sucking and biting the skin in between your shoulders. That got you, didn't it? Did you ever imagine me kissing you all over? From your chest. To your stomach. And down. You know where this goes, baby. But I think we're forgetting something. See, I'm not exactly sure if you're the type to moan out loud, so... Yeah. I'm gonna take this off. And we're just gonna... open wide, honey. I'm gonna stuff your mouth with my panties so you can taste me. And so you know how much I've wanted this for so long. I gotta say, that look suits you. Now we get to the good part. You know, you're a terrible liar. You've been shaking your head no, but you make a poor job of hiding the fact that you want this. And I must say, I never imagined that you'd taste this good. What do you say, baby? Wanna see if this reaches the back of my throat? You're getting closer now, huh? Not yet. I believe we have one more fantasy of yours to fulfill. Oh, fuck. You feel so fucking good. You know, I've always imagined this too, but I didn't imagine that you'd be this big, and You'd fit me this fucking good. Give me a second to get used to this. Fuck yes. You like this too, don't you? I can tell. By the way, your body squirms underneath me. Fuck. By your muffled moans. Your needy whimpers. You want this. You want this chest. Just as much as I want you. No. You're mine. Finally. Fuck. Finally, you're fucking mine. See? None of your exes know. What drives you mad? What works on you? What pleases you? But I do. And I know. And I know. You love this, don't you? You like this, baby. You like how I write you. Fuck yes. God, I love how your big heart cock stretches my tight, wet pussy. Fuck. Fuck, I'm a fucking perfect fit for you, right? Admit it. I could tell. You're bucking your hips wildly now. You're getting closer and closer. I'm getting closer too. Fuck. Tell me you want this. Admit, just tell me how you fucking want this. Tell me, beg for me. Beg and tell me how much you want this. Yes, fucking finally you can admit the truth. The truth that it should have always been me. That you struggled for years in relationships because you know you should have been with me. Fuck. Alright. I can with me, please. Come with me, baby. So fucking good. See what I mean now? You shouldn't really be afraid. That'll ruin us. We've been, what, fucking friends for years and now. And I know what you want. And what you need. And all I ask is that you get your shit together. And see me. See what we could actually be. Fuck, you felt so good. All right. I should untie you. But I don't know. Maybe I should keep you here for now. I think you rather enjoyed all the fun we just had, and I think you want more. Oh. No. You surely stopped complaining when you felt my mouth around your cock. My lips touching at the tip. My tongue tracing your length. Your cock hitting the back of my throat. Yes, I think you'd like more of that. I could see you getting hard again. You're up for another round. But the question is, will you be good if I untie you? Mm.